huge topic of conversation across the Riverland and the country at the moment, the high water and the floods in the Murray River.
And I think even before the recent floodings we've seen in the rest of the country, there was a bit of talk of that in the Riverland.
Yeah, it's hard to find out what the correct information is, and that is where Chrissy comes in. She joins us on the line now. She's the Manager of Water Delivery and Water Infrastructure and Operations at Dew. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning.
Now, we really need you to quell some myths and rumour, I think, surrounding the situation, particularly here in the Riverland. What is going on with the Murray at the moment? What are we seeing? What can we expect?
We've had high flows in the river for quite a while now. Over a year, we've had unregulated flows coming in the river from a number of rainfall events across the basin. It's been a very wet year. And we had forecast up until last week, we were expecting 90 gigalitres per day over the border in November. But as everyone will be aware, there was a lot of rain in northern Victoria and parts of New South Wales last week. And so we're going to be revising our forecast upwards as a result of that rainfall.
Now, where does this sit in scale to other floods and things we've had here in the Riverland? I know I hear a lot of talk about, 1956, it's going to be the same as that. It's just like 74. Can you predict that? And if so, what are we set to expect?
Well, it is really challenging to predict flow in the river upstream of the border because there's a number of rivers all coming down and the water's got a long way to move and a lot of floodplains to get through first. But the floods that people would remember, in 2016, we had a flow of about 94 gigalitres per day over the border. In 2011, about 93. Going back to 1993, it was about 112 gigalitres per day. And then going back into the 1970s, 1974 was about 180 gigalitres per day. And 1956 was absolutely massive. It was about 340 gigalitres per day. So really, really huge, much bigger than any other flood. We're looking like we will probably get above the 1993 flood. So that was 112 gigalitres per day. We're pretty sure we're going to go above that.
So 30 years ago, are we better prepared for that sort of event?
I think we are. We've got some good information out there now. So on the Department for Environment and Water website, we've got flood maps that people can go and have a look at online, which will show the extent of inundation overlaid over aerial photographs for a range of different flow rates. So that's one thing that people can have a look at. We've got lots of good monitoring of water levels along the river so people can see how fast the river is rising. But even with better technology and river modelling and forecasting, it's still pretty tricky for the agencies upstream to give us a good estimate of what the flow is going to be because lots of things you just can't take into account, like how much rain is going to come. People might be aware there's actually a lot more rain forecast for the weeks ahead, particularly over the upper parts of the catchment around northern Victoria and New South Wales again. So we could see the flow go even higher, but we just don't know yet until it rains. And then how all those different flows will converge together as they come down, it can be a bit tricky to forecast, and the timing of that can be tricky as well.
Well, Chrissy, I'm sure this won't be the last time we have a chat.
Thank you.